Hi everyone, welcome. There's something about I have a flash of the Groundhog Day, you know, like we. So something happened, all kinds of things happened. Suddenly we're sitting here. Hello everyone, we're gonna practice meditation and study a little bit the Buddhist teaching, and then a bunch of things happen. Suddenly we're sitting here again. Hello everyone. I'm probably going to repeat the same things. But now we'll get it a little bit more. Myself included, by the way. I benefit from these teachings a lot. Keeps me in line. We're here to practice meditation. And the way I'll present it today, so as we did yesterday or last week, or what we'll do is we'll practice for maybe 25 minutes together and then reflect on the teachings some and practice a little bit again. And you might know this this way to present, to talk about the practice, this very old image of... the guard, let's say it's us, you are given the task today to stay at the entrance of the city, like a walled medieval imagined city, and there's only one gate, one door to come in the city. And so we say, this is your job today, is to just be there at the entrance of the city and just watch who comes in and who comes out. That's all you have to do. Please do not follow people that you find attractive or interesting or weird in some ways. You know, don't follow everybody and don't follow anybody. You know, just stay at the gate and watch who's coming and who's going out. And don't follow people who leave also. You know, don't find yourself like lost out there. You know, stay at the gate and just watch. So this is the practice of guarding the senses. So you're invited to stay at the gate of the city of the senses. Actually, in a way, we could say there's five gates. So as we're sitting here, noises or sounds are going to pass by, silence is going to pass by, sensations of the body, breath, tingling, warm, cold, all these physical phenomena. And can you just stay there, noticing. So, you know, if somebody says, oh, you know, did sirens pass by? Yeah, I was there, totally noticed the sirens, you know. Was there silence? Yeah, there was silence. You know, I didn't depart with the silence. I didn't follow the silence. I just stayed there, aware of the silence. So that's this very simple practice. There's many, many reasons why we would do this. And maybe we'll talk about this after we've practiced. And maybe we'll find out as we do it what could be some of the advantages of this. It's a very powerful practice, and there's two ways to present just one more aspect here to get us maybe intrigued or inspired or to want to go check it out. In this practice, we could say we're liberated from a few things. I'll name just two. We're liberated as we do this. That's one way to present it. The other way to present it is that we're losing some abilities that we have when we do this. And so we're losing our ability to time travel. If you stay just at the gate of the senses, there's no more time traveling. It just doesn't happen because you're there at the gate watching who's coming in and out and staying there even if nothing's happening or seemingly happening. And so the capacity to go back in yesterday, back in 79, you know, or later tonight or this week, this ability falls away. Do you agree with me? Because I'm just there, you know. just there at the gate of where the senses meet, the point of contact with the ear, with the belly maybe that rises and falls, with the whole, the way the system is touched by breath, or the resting of the hands or the body, the posture, all these things. And so we can say we're liberated from that. That's the kind of makes it appealing a bit. Like, wow, freed from time, freed from past and future. And so see what's your relationship with this. You might be like, no, I adore past and future. This is my refuge. You know, this is where I hang out habitually, compulsively, obsessively. You know, and we're saying, well, let's drop this for a little while. You know, just a few minutes. We'll be able to go back as much as we want after, you know, like really cherish, retell all the stories, you know, of things that did not happen. Or will they? Or, yeah. And so we're losing momentarily this ability to time travel. And maybe not even momentarily, but maybe also willingly as an exploration. Let me see what else is there than the narration of the biographical self, you know, me later, me in the past. If we drop that, what could we find? So maybe there's a little scary passage, yeah, but I don't know how else to be, you know, but maybe there's something there that could be discovered that is sweet and a space to it, or lightness to it, or freedom tasting to it. Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. And if you want to indulge, follow the past and as it comes in or out of the city, or the future, please. We're free beings here in this way, you know? Indulge as much as you want. Maybe a few more years of this. You'll be interested in alternative ways of living. Okay? So, finding the posture that feels right to you, that where there could be, there can be a stillness, like the choice, choosing stillness. Knowing that we're not stuck in the posture at all, can always open the eyes if they're closed and it would feel more comfortable or readjust. But choosing stillness could be helpful. And so, to last in this gate-keeping approach, one needs to be pretty relaxed, or as relaxed as possible. So if you tense yourself wanting to do this really well and see everybody come in and out, it's going to be very tiring. And so it's a beautiful mixture of relaxation and wakefulness. We're awake, conscious, sensitive, available, present. And yes, relax. So there, see what's there at the sense gates. Oh, there's a body sitting, an experience of gravity. Touch of bum, touch of legs or feet, with the ground, chair, cushion. There's the air element alive, passing at the gate, in and out. Belly rising, falling. Just noticing, experiencing. No need to analyze, explain, correct. Just being. And all these sounds and the sense gate of hearing. An aliveness there, it's dynamic. Experience of maybe heat or coolness. There is life at the gate. Just let ourselves be touched by the different impressions, sense impressions. There also revealed at some point is the quality of mind of the gatekeeper. So there are the sounds and the sensations and the breath, but also the attention, the quality of the awareness. Scatteredness or the agitation or the quietness, the listening. These also can be known. Is the attitude of the gatekeeper one that is friendly? Could it be? Some kind of benevolence. Relaxed, attentive, and kind. if the mind leaves the gate following thought process, gets lost inside the city or outside, just becoming aware of this, coming back to the task at hand. Notice if by offering attention here, the sense doors, if it's you who become present, or if it's the phenomena that become more present for you. If you find you need an anchor for your attention, you can always zoom in the breath, the body breathing, maybe the belly rising and falling, or specifically the experience in the chest area, and the air exchanges. By staying at the gate, we pacify the mind that was scattered, running in all directions. Pacify the mind, the heart, the body, staying here. With the breath. resting, or staying close to the breath, or to hearing. To the kindness in the mind, if it's there, the friendliness, the friendly attitude. Notice how just being here, simply here, aware of sitting or hearing, or aware of breathing, how being simply here, the biographical self vanishes. The past subsides. Vanishes, future, non-existent, not even as an idea. Just this body here. Just this sensitivity alive. Just a sensory experience and the knowing. Very direct, very simple, immediate. Even the opinions and preferences are allowed to drop away, simplifying life. There are a few more moments. For the last minute or so, be opening the eyes just to check out if this practice is possible with eyes open. A little bit closer to our life as we go about it during the day. Eyes open. Is it possible with eyes open to stay at the gate? Aware of sound, of sensations, of breath. Aware of seeing. Aware of the quality of the mind that is experiencing life. Sometimes the mind or heart is neutral, sometimes tender, sometimes particularly quiet, sometimes very discursive or agitated.